And now, James Gravel.
One blessing of being a Christian is the ability to overcome anxiety and worry. In fact, Jesus stressed this in his beautiful Sermon on the Mount when he said, "Do not worry about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air, for they neither sow nor they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? Which of you, by worrying, can add one cubit to his stature? So why do you worry about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. And yet I say to you that even Solomon in all of his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, O you of little faith? Therefore do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' Your heavenly Father knows that you need all those things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you." Matthew 6, verses 25 through 33. It is easy to understand Christ's point. Instead of being anxious and worrisome about the things of this life, Christians are instead to place their trust in God, knowing that the judge of all the earth will do that which is right. Genesis 18, verse 25. In Psalm 42, verses 7 and 8, David wrote, "Many waves and billows have gone over me, yet the Lord will command his loving kindness in the morning and in the night. His song shall be with me." The Apostle Paul later wrote in Philippians 4, 6, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God." Paul concluded his thoughts in the next verse with one of the most comforting verses in the Bible, "And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Only Christians have that promise from God.